Authors Kim Wayans and Kevin Knotts are the husband and wife writing team responsible for the popular books about Amy Hodgepodge. This series explores the life of a multiracial child who, after years of being homeschooled, attends public school for the first time and finds it difficult to fit in and make friends. Ms. Wayans and Mr. Knotts were inspired to write their Hodgepodge series by their nephews and nieces, many of whom are of mixed race, and by the observation that with every generation, the authors say, we are all becoming more of a hodgepodge. In this podcast, the authors, who incidentally are also actors, introduce us to Amy's world.
Hi, I'm Kim Wayans.
And I'm Kevin Knotts. We're co-authors of the children's book series Amy Hodgepodge.
And we're going to be reading you an excerpt from book number 5 of the series, The Secret's Out. Ah, groaned Jessie. I think I just totally flunked that math quiz. I gave her an encouraging pat on the shoulder. Jessie and I were walking down the hallway of our new school, Emerson Charter, along with our three best friends, Maya, Lola, and Pia. Jessie is really smart, but she hates surprises, especially surprise quizzes. Unfortunately, she's in Mrs. Musgrove's fourth grade class, and Mrs. Musgrove loves surprise quizzes. Hearing about all the quizzes she gives makes me happy to be in Mrs. Clark's class with Lola and Pia. That quiz was really hard, but I'm sure you did better than you think, Maya said, as she put an arm around Jessie's shoulders. Maya's in Mrs. Musgrove's class, too. Anyway, look on the bright side, Maya continued. It's almost the weekend. That means you won't have to think about school for 2 whole days. I laughed. Maya always likes to look on the bright side. It's not the weekend yet, Lola reminded us. Jessie still has to survive 1 more class before we even get to lunch. That's okay, Jessie said. It's just art class. I don't mind that class at all. Yeah, art class is fun, I agreed. But secretly, I was thinking that I really didn't mind any of my classes at Emerson. Maybe that's because I'd never gone to a real school with real classes until this year. Before that, I was homeschooled. When my family moved to Maple Heights, I asked if I could try regular school. My parents agreed, even though I could tell they were a little worried about how I would do. I was worried for a while, too, especially when my school year got off to a bumpy start. But it turned out that most of the kids were really nice, especially my new friends. They helped me settle in, and now I love school. Speaking of the weekend, I have a great idea, Lola said as we turned the corner into the hallway where the art room was located. It's supposed to be nice and warm out tomorrow. Finally, Maya said, breaking out into a shiver, I thought spring would never get here. Anyway, Lola went on, I thought we could hang out at the treehouse. Lola's treehouse is amazing. Her father's an architect, and he built it for Lola and her twin brother Cole. Then their mom helped them decorate it. She's an amazing artist. The treehouse is huge, with real windows and doors and a slanted roof. Great idea! I clapped my hands. I can bring some cookies. My obasan baked some last night. Obasan is the Japanese word for grandmother. That's what I call my mom's mom, who was born in Japan. She and my grandfather live with me and my parents, and my dog giggles. Yum! Your grandma's cookies are awesome, Amy, said Jessie. Then she licked her lips. Lola nodded. Hey, Pia, you should help me mix up some of that pink lemonade you and I made last week. That would go great with the cookies.
Pia didn't answer. She was staring straight at the floor as she walked. Her forehead was creased beneath her stylish bangs as if she was thinking really hard about something. Pia, said Jessie, as she waved one hand in front of Pia's face. Earth to Pia. Pia blinked her beautiful almond-shaped eyes, then frowned at Jessie. Stop that, she said, pushing Jessie's hand away. What are you doing? Well, we were talking about hanging at the treehouse tomorrow, Lola told her. Are you in? Pia shrugged. I guess. I exchanged a surprised glance with my friends. Pia didn't sound very excited about our weekend plans. That wasn't like her. It also wasn't like her to be rude. Actually, now that I thought about it, Pia had been in a bad mood the previous day, too. I thought maybe she was just tired from her visit with her dad on Wednesday night. Her mom and dad are divorced. Her dad lives just outside of town. But when I thought about it some more, I realized it would be pretty weird for Pia to still be tired after 2 days later. When we reached the art room, I shrugged off the way Pia was acting. I was sure there was a simple explanation, even if I didn't know what it was. The two fourth grade classes are separate for most subjects, but we're all together for art, music, and gym. Art is my favorite class. I always loved it when I got to do arts and crafts projects for homeschooling. Plus, there's my favorite hobby, scrapbooking. It's tons of fun to choose the perfect photos for each page, decorating the margins with cute drawings or cutouts, and carefully hand-lettering all the captions. Obasan says my scrapbook is a work of art. Emerson's art teacher, Miss Norton, would probably agree if she ever saw it. She's really nice and always makes class interesting. Today, she was waiting to start class when we entered. We didn't even have a chance to say hi to our other friends, Cole and Rusty, before the teacher called for attention. "I have some very exciting news for you," Miss Norton said with a big smile lighting up her face. "Emerson's annual spring art show is just around the corner."
The reason I love libraries so much is because as a girl, I spent so much time at my local library. For me, it was like a place I could go and just get lost in different worlds and really open up my imagination and dream about what my life was going to be one of these days. And so it has such a warm place in my heart because it's just so much wonderful time was spent there reading, dreaming. And it just brings me such great joy to be able to participate in this way with our new book series, sharing it with children in my sacred space, the library.
And for me, it was like the first time you really feel like you're academic. You know, even as a little kid, as I was researching the pyramids, there's so much discovery there. And you feel like you're doing something and in all this beautiful world of books. And then, of course, there's always lots of girls at the library.